Ever since Hillary Clinton launched a TV ad asking voters whom they want to answer the phone in the event of an international crisis, national security has been at the center of her contest with Barack Obama. Of course, it's also an issue that interests John McCain, whom one of them will face in November. NPR's Don Gagne looks at the qualification question and how each campaign is trying to find an advantage.
By now, you've all heard the Clinton campaign ad.
It's 3 a.m. and your children are safe and asleep. But there's a phone in the White House, and it's ringing.
Since the ad's debut last week, the back and forth on the issue has been nonstop. Senator Obama countered that Senator Clinton had already failed such a red phone test when she voted to support the Iraq War in 2002. And in a news conference on his campaign plane, he questioned her claim that her time and extensive global travels as First Lady count as meaningful experience in foreign policy.
One of the things that I hope people start asking is, what exactly is this foreign experience that she's claiming? I know she talks about visiting 80 countries. It's not clear, was she negotiating treaties or agreements, or was she handling crises during this period of time? My sense is the answer is no.
On her side of the ledger, Senator Clinton offers this.
I don't talk about the conversations that I had with my husband in the White House.
It's a coy reply, citing a certain need for confidentiality, before she adds.
But obviously I was there for a lot of phone calls at different times of the day and night. And I have a very clear idea of what it takes to be prepared and ready to not only answer the phone, but then to make the decisions that are required depending upon what the crisis is.
Each campaign has trotted out high-profile surrogates to press the case on the issue. Hillary Clinton appeared with several retired generals endorsing her credentials as commander-in-chief, while the Obama supporters have their doubts, as did former U.S. Senator Bill Bradley on PBS's NewsHour.
I mean, the role of a first lady is very important. I don't doubt that, and I think in certain diplomatic situations, she was helpful. But in terms of being a person ready to go with the so-called red phone at the bedside on day one is just incorrect.
And the debate has not been limited to the Democrats.
Can I just say, please keep running those 3 a.m. phone call ads about who you want to answer the phone, because we like those.
That's John McCain's foreign policy advisor, Randy Shinneman, speaking today at an event sponsored by the Council on Foreign Relations. McCain himself cites his military experience, his time as a POW in Vietnam, and 21 years as a U.S. senator.
I'm certainly the most experienced and qualified to answer that phone.
But for voters trying to sort this out, there's no obvious answer, says Robert Dalek, the noted biographer of presidents such as FDR, JFK, LBJ, and Ronald Reagan. For starters, Dalek says history shows it's impossible to know how a prospective president will react to a crisis before they take office.
What are the conditions that they're facing? What exactly is that moment in time like? Nobody can know. Nobody can predict with any certainty.
Dalek points to JFK's military experience and extensive world travel that didn't prevent the Bay of Pigs blunder. And there's the example of Lyndon Johnson in Vietnam. Dalek says history will judge how the next president responds to his or her first crisis. Voters, however, have to make their decision first. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.